I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1279. Keep doing it. It's funny how we can see something a zillion times, and on the zillion and first time we see it, boom, we see something new. I think that happens with the Bible. And in part, that's why the Bible is called living and active. You can read the same text a zillion times, and the very next time, you see something that you've never seen before that's been there all along. Today, I want to tell you about one of those times for me. It has to do with what we keep doing, or to be more precise, what Jesus kept doing. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love God and to love others. And so we've got to figure out what that looks like fleshed out in our everyday lives. We all know what garden Jesus went to after the Lord's Supper and before his arrest on his journey to the cross. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. I've been there several times. It's a lovely spot. It's just far enough away from the hubbub of the temple in Jerusalem that you can have a little bit of peace and quiet. But it's in view of all of that, as you look across the Kidron Valley, up the slope, to the walls of Jerusalem and to Temple Mount. Now, I knew that Jesus went there right before Judas led the soldiers to the garden to arrest him. I knew that. But what I didn't realize was that this was already, before that fateful night, a holy habit, a righteous rhythm for the Lord. In Luke chapter 21, verse 37, we find these words. Each day, Jesus was teaching in the temple. And each evening, he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives. I don't know why I've never seen that before. The rhythm of Jesus' life, even, or maybe I should say, especially during this last week of life, he'd been doing what he'd been doing all along. He taught during the day, and he retreated to the Mount of Olives, yes, probably the Garden of Gethsemane in particular, each night. Jesus walked across the Kidron Valley for prayer, and it wasn't because that night he was waiting for crisis to come. No, it was because it was his pattern of living. This is what Jesus did. Alan Fadling writes, Luke seems to suggest that Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane was not a single night of wrestling, but a process that took place over many nights before the Father in prayer. When wrestling with a sense of some difficult thing that God is asking of me, I may need to spend many episodes of extended solitude and prayer before coming to the place where I can abandon myself to God's will in love rather than in resignation. We are on a journey with Christ. We are learning to live our lives as a continuous walk with God in the real circumstances of our day-to-day lives. And Jesus modeled that for us. Here's the great question. What holy habits, what righteous rhythms do you have in your day that you would keep doing, even if you knew the crisis moment was coming for you? Let's pray. Lord, as I navigate the journey of life, I ask for the wisdom to cultivate holy habits that will fortify my spirit when challenges arise. Grant me the discipline to begin each day with your presence, in your presence, seeking solitude and prayer. May these moments of stillness fill me with your peace and empower me to face the trials that come my way. Help me to embrace the practice of gratitude, because even in the midst of difficulty, there's always a reason to be thankful to you. In moments of struggle, remind me of your unwavering presence. Strengthen my faith so I might find courage in your promises and draw strength from the wellspring of your grace. Oh God, may I have holy habits that are an integral part of my daily life, sustaining me through trials and storms. I entrust myself to your care, knowing that with you I'm never alone. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1280. And in the meantime, Nike says, just do it. And that's fine as long as what we're just doing makes us more like Jesus. That verse earlier surprised me. I've been reading and studying and preaching and teaching the Bible for decades now. But what a special insight to realize that the visit to the garden was not a whim for Jesus. It was his practice. Whatever you're doing on the good days to help you live and love on the hard days, keep doing it.